Brian Finn has the business news.
Gavin, thank you. Non-bank lender ICS Mortgages has become the first in the market here in some years to raise interest rates across its range of fixed offerings. It comes amid renewed speculation that the European Central Bank will hike interest rates later in the year. John Finn, Managing Director of Treasury Solutions, is in our Cork studio. And when we spoke to you last, John, a few months ago, you pointed out that longer-term funding rates were starting to nudge upwards. That looks like it's moving through the system now, and presumably we're going to see more of this.
Good morning, Brian. Yes, unfortunately, this is entirely predictable. So if you go back quickly, the ECB last week has said they're going to stop printing money, and that's kept short-term rates very low for over 5 years, negative, in fact, for over 5 years. So what does that mean? It means probably that they'll creep back to zero and above. That means depositors might finally get some relief as the year goes on, but it means that the short-term cost of borrowing will increase, Brian, as the year goes on as well. But more importantly, as you said, fixed rates increase before, or longer term rates increase before short term rates. That's just the way it happens, because you know, if you want to borrow for 3 years, you're looking out 3 years rather than say 3 months for short term rates. So the fixed rates have increased by about 0.7% actually since December, since just before Christmas, even though there's been no movement in the short term rates. And that's an indicator of what's likely to come down the tracks, Brian.
So it starts with fixed rates and then we see it move through to variable rates, trackers will get hit, and then other types of lending. Is that the case?
Yes. So what I would say, I know the minister couldn't answer the question when Rachel asked it earlier on. All the others will follow suit now. I expect fixed rates will they'll all have risen, all the lenders, in the next probably 2 weeks. Okay, so that's the start of it. Variable rates, I think, will follow, but probably over the next number of months, because they'll rise more slowly. And then I suppose for tracker holders, they're really looking at the base rate. And the base rate, it's reckoned now that there'll be at least one base rate hike before the end of the year, but probably in the last quarter. So that's going to be the sequence.
And does that start then with the deposit rate? As you said, that's in negative, so they bring that back to zero. But do they raise lending rates at the same time?
Yes, because if you look at the banks have their variable rate cost of funds for, say, SME businesses at the minute would be in around zero, even though the market rate is minus 0.5. So as that market rate goes back towards zero, you know, you'll get a commensurate move in the cost of variable rate borrowing for your borrowers. So, and one would hope that if they're going to hike the cost of borrowing for borrowers, that they may at least reflect that in the deposit rates and move from charging people for deposits to, I suppose initially you just want to get them back to zero where they're not charging you to take your money from you anymore.
I suppose that's one little bit of good news. But on the borrowing side, it's the last thing that mortgage holders and businesses want to be facing right now, given that they're dealing with across-the-board cost increases. From your own contacts, how are businesses coping right now?
It's funny, Brian. All the large businesses move first. And I wouldn't have done any fixed-rate work with any customers for probably, realistically, 7 or 8 years. I did two very large fixings. I mean over 100 million type loans in the last quarter of last year, which is the first time I'd seen that in quite some time. So it's happening. The big companies move first. The smaller companies, not so much yet. One or two would have done it last year, but it's only a matter of time. And I suppose, whereas last year we would have been saying to companies, the cost of funds is zero plus whatever margin you borrow. Try and fix for 3, 4, 5 years at zero. See how far you can get out. That's actually gone. We've missed the bottom of the cycle now. We are in this upward part of the cycle. And really, it's a matter of how quickly they rise and, you know, how long you might want to fix for. And that in itself is a tight judgment call, because, as we know, economically, economic growth isn't that strong. And that's where we're getting into a bit of a quandary with inflation and growth.
And given that businesses are facing higher costs as a result of inflation, are they likely to need more access to credit now? And of course, it's not a great time, given that we've two banks leaving and it's going to get more expensive to do business.
No, and in fact, in the Treasury Hub bulletin that we've, you know, we send out monthly to our clients, we've been advocating now for a number of months that if you're a company that needs to borrow, we'd be doing it now. If you're a company that has existing borrowings that might mature in the next, you know, say 2 years, and you need to renew some of that, we would say start now. Because what happens again is that even though our economy is not exposed to high levels of debt compared to where it would have been in 2007-2008, like borrowings by SMEs is about a quarter of what it was then, nevertheless banks tend to tighten up. So, you know, if it's tightening up in the States and Europe, it'll tighten up here. So some of this is a matter of timing, Brian, and you'd want to get in, I'd say, sooner rather than later if you were thinking of at least establishing some sort of loan facilities with banks.
John Finn of Treasury Solutions, thank you very much indeed.